One thing the AARP campaign, Protect Voters 50 Plus, is doing to help voters is making sure people are aware of the important deadlines related to voting. For example,
if you don't have those ID cards, you can still download a registration form and bring it or mail it to the clerk's office before October 9th.
Randy Simon with AARP Idaho says those forms need to be delivered to the voter's local county clerk's office. Simon encourages people to check the Idaho Secretary of State's website for the latest election information. While the state has not yet made a decision on whether it will hold the election with all mail-in ballots as it did for the May primaries, Simon says Idahoans can apply for absentee ballots. They don't need an excuse for wanting to vote absentee. He adds the candidates will need to speak up on the issues people ages 50 and older care about in order to get their vote.
Like voting safely from home or in person, preventing cuts to Social Security and Medicare, and lowering prescription drug prices. These have been priorities for us and will continue to be priorities.
Simon adds, it's never too early to think about voting.
Even though we are still in the dog days of summer, deadlines will be approaching sooner than we know it, and it's important to be prepared and to get their ballots cast and to make their voices heard this election cycle.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.